This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Today, we got the latest job openings and labor turnover survey, or the JOLTS report, for February. The takeaway is that the number of job openings basically didn't change from the month before. Neither did the number of people quitting their jobs. But just because the data kind of implies that nothing's happening, doesn't mean there's nothing happening on the ground. Marketplace's Justin Ho called up some small business owners to find out what they're seeing on the jobs front.
Some business owners have a lot of positions to fill.
20. I have 20 positions open.
That's Marcia St. Hilaire Fent, the owner of Bright Start Early Care and Preschool in Washington, D.C. She recently opened a couple of new locations, and she's trying to staff up. But finding qualified candidates with degrees in early childhood education has been difficult. So she's been hiring less qualified candidates so she can work them up towards getting that degree.
We can have that person come in. They can sign up for a scholarship. We help them. We walk them through the process. We give them a mentor.
Other employers are having some luck finding candidates who can hit the ground running.
You know, like people that, you know, might have taken themselves out of the workplace during COVID and they want to get back in the workforce.
That's Ken Giddin, the president of Rothmans, a men's clothing store in New York. He's trying to fill a few marketing positions right now, and he's finding a lot of talented candidates.
You know, I'm getting approached by a lot of people, which I haven't been since the pandemic.
But even if more people are looking for jobs, not every business wants to bring them in.
We are very lean right now. I've actually been working more hours in the store as well to help with that.
That's Frankisha Watkins, the owner of Be Polished Beauty Supply near Dallas, Texas. She says she's holding off on hiring because business has been fairly slow this year.
A lot of people are having to choose between groceries and do I want this new wig or, you know, gas or do I want these extensions?
Still, Watkins is leaving one job posting up. She says it doesn't cost anything, so she might as well keep her options open. In fact, Watkins says she started leaving a position basically permanently posted 2 years ago, back when people were quitting jobs all the time.
Because I earmark every employee, unfortunately, to stay with me for probably 8 months. I'll be lucky if I have a year.
In other words, the number of job openings the government counts can overstate the number of people employers actually want to hire. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.